USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After the articles of impeachment against President Trump were read by the Judiciary Committee chairman, the ranking Republican Doug Collins said all the Democrats could come up with is abuse of power with no real dates on when it even occurred.
They don't have the who knew it and when they knew it. All they have is, well, here, members, we're going to give you abuse of power. You go home, pick something you don't like about the president. There's your abuse of power.
Collins said of the obstruction of Congress article that the only obstruction he's seen is of House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of this investigation. But Democratic Congresswoman Zoe Loughran provided her assessment as to why the president should be impeached.
No one is above the law, and the president of the United States must follow the Constitution. President Trump has not only abused his power for the upcoming election, he used a foreign power to do it.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
New Jersey Attorney General Gerber Greewell says the initial evidence recovered in Tuesday's deadly shooting in Jersey City shows a very disturbing picture.
We've obtained digital and documentary evidence, which we are currently reviewing for indications about the suspect's possible motives. We've recovered numerous firearms from the scene, and we're processing ballistics evidence. We also recovered a pipe bomb.
President Trump denounced the attack and anti-Semitism at a Hanukkah reception at the White House.
With one voice, we vow to crush the monstrous evil of anti-Semitism whenever and wherever it appears, and we're working very hard on that. And I can tell you that we have a lot of people in government working very, very hard on that.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 29 points, the S&P 500 up 9, and the NASDAQ up 37. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Democrats are happy about their plan to lower drug costs. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
So far getting a chilly reception from Republicans, but New Jersey Democratic Congressman Frank Pallone says what's called the Elijah Cummings Lower Drug Costs Now Act would allow Medicare to negotiate the price of at least 50 drugs every year.
And that's why we need to do this, because Americans are being ripped off. The status quo is simply not acceptable.
President Trump's already said he would veto it if it reaches his desk, and that's not even likely, as the Republican-controlled Senate is unlikely to even take it up. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Embattled Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein tentatively agreed to pay $25 million in a settlement in which he's not required to admit to sexual misconduct, according to the New York Times. Lawyers involved in the negotiations told the Times that all parties involved in the case, including the Weinstein Company and more than 30 actors and former employees of the bankrupt firm, have agreed on the details of the settlement. The agreement must have court approval before it's finalized. Also, Weinstein had his bail package increased from $1 million to $5 million after prosecutors said his ankle bracelet equipment was mishandled, leaving his whereabouts unaccounted for numerous times. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.